Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Shavuos, and we're now moving on to the next Perek, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And now we're actually going to talk about Shavuos. So it says, Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Two cases of Shavuos, which we spoke about in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta, that divide into four. And I think then what we said was that the Torah only states cases of future tense, you know, I will eat, I will not eat, a Shavuos about the future. And then we add in to past tense ones, I swear about the past, I did eat or I didn't eat. So let's see the Mishnah here if it elaborates in that way. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Shavuos She'ochal, Shavuos that I will eat, V'Shelo Ochal, and I will not eat, She'ochalti, that I ate, V'Shelo Ochalti, and then I did not eat. Okay, seems pretty much exactly what the Rav said in explaining the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Continues the Mishnah, Shavuos She'lo Ochal, in the case where he takes a Shavuos in the future tense, I will not eat. So ochal kol shu, and he eats any amount of food, any measure, chayiv. He's already chayiv. He violated his oath. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. They said, meaning other people in the Beis Medrash, other Tanaim, said to Rabbi Akiva, Heicha matzino ba ochal kol shu shu chayiv shezeh chayiv. Where else do we find such a precedent in the Torah of anyone that would eat any measure of food to become chayiv on that, that you're saying this one could be? I mean, generally speaking, there's a shear, there's a measurement one has to eat in order to violate any avera, and any avera that involves eating would have to be probably a kazayas or a kibitza. You would have a minimum amount. How could it be any amount of food makes you chayv? Arman Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said back to them, V'chehecha matzino b'medaber mevi korban, shezeh medaber mevi korban. Akiva essentially says that our case here is a total chiddush. Where else do we find that a person could speak, and by his words he creates a potential to have to bring a korban if he'll violate his words? So this person is doing, he's speaking and he'll have to bring a korban if he violates his shvuah. So that this person is doing that, where do we ever find such a precedent? I mean to say, a shvuah is an entirely new concept. So in the same way that he could speak and mechayv himself in theory a korban, or just straight up bring a korban, volunteer to bring a korban, so too, the amount that he can be over in what he said will just depend on what he said. If he said eating, so any amount of eating. Shvuah shalo ochal. If he takes a shvuah that I will not eat, for ochal v'shasam, then what he did is he ate and he drank. In a chayv v'lachas, he only bring one korban for violating that. Eating and drinking are not two separate things. It's all just included in eating. Shvuah shlo ochal v'shlo eshteh. But if he took a shvuah that included both isurim, two clauses, I will not eat, I will not drink, v'ochal v'shasam, then he ate and drank, chayiv shtayim. Then he would be chayiv too. Seemingly the fact that he said, I will eat and drink, means when he said eating, he only meant eating, and drinking meant drinking. So he's chayiv on both those. He did both of those actions. Says the Rav here, shvuah shtayim, sh'ochal v'shlo ochal, those, as we said, are the two that are explicit in the Pesukim, Diksiv lihara lehetiv, to do bad or to do good, that's the future. The mashma, right, those words obviously imply, sorry, just turning the pager, those words imply lehaba, something in the future. Lo ochal lihara, I will not eat, is something negative. Ochal, I will eat, lehetiv, is something positive. Shalchaltiv shalchalti, hemashtaim hanosafos mindresh chachamin. Those are the two that are added from the drasha that the Chachamim made to past tense shavuos. I will not eat. I did eat or I did not eat. Then there was this discussion that Bikiva said, Yuchayev on a kol shavuos, and they said, how could that be? And he said, well, this is a big chiddush. The person is medaber and mevi korban. Bishvil bitul diburo. He can bring a korban for nullifying his own word. The kevin dimishum bitul diburo. Who, being that the whole thing is because of going against your word. Avze bitul diburo. So to this case, if a person ate even any amount is going against his word that he agreed not to eat. One who says I will not eat, his das, his intention is to forbid himself any amount. Even though, generally speaking, drinking is included in eating. Still, he's only chayv once. He didn't do the aveira twice for the fact that he ate and drank. Right? It's only chayv once. Let's all consider like one long sitting. He ate and then he drank. It's all in one. It's like he ate and then he ate with one, you know, at one period of time, one helam, one time was ignoring the shua. It's all one consecutive part of the aver. But if he said, I won't eat and I won't drink, that is already two separate oaths. Even though in the first clause of his shua, when he says, I will not eat, that already forbade him to drink, because drinking is, in the end, included in eating. Then when again he said, I will not drink. So what happened there? I said, not drink. Yeah, we should have said, as a general principle, that a shvuah cannot take effect on top of another shvuah. I'm already bound by one oath, I can't then take an oath to the same thing and it do anything. It won't do anything. So why didn't that happen here? Shani Acha, this is different. Came into Amar Bereisha va'ochal, being that in the first what he said was, I will not eat. So Hadar Amar lo Eshta, and then he said, I will not drink. What the real pshat is Gali Daite. He reveals about his own intention. He revealed the Hachachil the Amar Reisha Achil Grade Sahi. But that eating, quote unquote, in the beginning only meant the action of eating and did not include drinking. So there wasn't ever a binding shvuah yet on drinking. And then when he went and said, I won't drink, that was the first mention of it. So there's two separate shvuahs, one on only eating, one on only drinking, and thereby if he violates it by eating and drinking, he would be chayav twice. Says Mishnah Beis. Shvuah shalo ochal. Person like a shvuah, I will not eat. Ochal pas chitun pas saor and pas kusvin. He ate three different foods. Bread made out of wheat, bread made out of barley, and bread made out of spelt. Eno chayav alacha, still only chayav once. Then being three different foods is inconsequential. The shvuah was on eating and he ate. Shvuah shalo ochal. He says, shvuah, I will not eat. But he includes in the shvuah pas chitun upas saor and upas kusvin. He says three different foods. I will not eat bread made out of wheat, nor bread made out of barley, nor bread made out of spelt. The achal, and he ate those. Chayav al kolachas v'achas. Then he would be chayav on every type. So now we're seeing that a shvuah can not only be on multiple actions as separate clauses and create a chiyuv on each violation, it can also be on one action with separate items, separate objects, and that would also create a chiyuv on each object. So so says Rav over here, not a whole lot of Rav, but he says beis chayav al kolachas v'achas. On this last case, minikamar pas al kol min v'min. From the fact that he said this type of bread and that type of bread on every type of species, shema mina l'chalik. Clearly, he was trying to divide up the chiyuvim and say on every type of bread by itself, I'll be chayiv once. The ila esar alav minim halolu v'sulo. What he really meant to do was to forbid these things and nothing else, but not separately. You know, only forbid a combination of the three. Ha'ilamimar pas chitin. He would have, in all of one shvuah, but he would have said, I want to forbid the bread of wheat, and also of barley, and also of kusvin. You have to repeat the word bread. So from the fact you repeat where the bread is three shvuahs, it sounds like if he would have just said the word bread once in three different types, that will be one shvuah, and thereby it'd only be able, if he ate all those three things in one serving, it'd only be chayv once. That's the same with what the Rav is saying. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue next time.